And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, December the 28th, 2014. It was on this day, 1895, that the Lumiere brothers, Auguste and Louis, had their first commercial movie screening in Paris at the Grand Café. An audience paid to come and sit in the dark and watch their film, Workers Leaving the Lumiere Factory. It was 46 seconds long. It was a single shot, one camera, showing the factory gates opening at the end of the day's work, dozens of workers pouring into the street, some walking, some on bicycles, and ended with the gates closing again. 1973, on the date, Alexander Solzhenitsyn's mammoth 260,000-word history of the Soviet prison camp system, the Gulag Archipelago, was published in Paris. When the book was released, Solzhenitsyn was arrested and exiled, but he was also finally able to go to Sweden and collect the Nobel Prize he had been awarded in 1970. It's the birthday of Charles Portis, the novelist, born El Dorado, Arkansas, 1926, wrote for the New York Herald Tribune in the early 60s, then published his first novel, Norwood, 1966, and his second book, True Grit, 1968, story of a 14-year-old girl, Maddie Ross, who wants to avenge the murder of her father and enlists the aid of a washed-out U.S. Marshal named Rooster Cogburn. It's the birthday of the novelist Simon Raven, born London, 1927. He'd planned to become a literature professor, but he said, "I very soon concluded that nothing would induce me to read, let alone make notes on hundreds and hundreds of very, very, very boring books." So he turned to writing fiction instead, best known for his 10-volume series of novels, Alms for Oblivion. It's the birthday of the man who gave us the Fantastic Four, the Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, the X-Men, Spider-Man, Stan Lee, born Stanley Lieber in New York City, 1922. And it's the birthday of the comedian Sam Levinson, born Brooklyn, 1911, man who said, "Lead us not into temptation, just tell us where it is, we'll find it." Here's a poem for today by Mark Perlberg, The End of the Holidays. We drop you at O'Hare with your young husband, two slim figures under paradoxical signs, united and departures. The season's perfect oxymoron. Dawn is a rumor, the wind bites, but there are things fathers still can do for daughters. Off you go, looking tired and new wave under the airport's aquarium lights, with your Coleman cooler and new long coat, something to wear to the office and to parties where down jackets are not de rigueur. Last week winter bared its teeth. I think of summer and how the veins in a leaf come together and divide. That's how it is with us now, as you fly west toward your 30s, I set my new cap at a nautical angle, shift baggage I know I'll carry with me always to another hatch where it can do only small harm, haul up fresh sail and point my craft toward the punctual sunrise." The End of the Holidays, poem by Mark Perlberg from The Impossible Toy Store, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.